The budget Superintendent Ginger Jewell presented to school board members is preliminary. It's the first stab at figuring out how much money the district will get next year and how to spend it. Jewell says revenue is expected to be lower. The Haynesboro contribution to the school district in past years has been 84% of the maximum amount. This year, borough manager David Sosa has said he plans to cut that by 4%, which would amount to about $50,000 less money for the district. Jewell also predicts a lower student count, 252, compared to this year's enrollment, which is 268. That means less money from the state based on the per student allocation. Here are the big numbers. The district's estimated expenditures total about $4,589,000. The total predicted revenue is $4,306,000.
And that leaves us with a $282,991 pot that we have to make up, because that is how much we are over. We have more expense than we do revenue at this moment in time.
Jewell walked the school board through all of the predicted expenses for next year. Then they talked about what could be cut. Jewell had some suggestions.
And this was just to show you items that could be cut that have the least effect on children.
One item that could be cut is professional development travel. If no staff traveled to conferences or trainings next year, the district could save about $48,000. Jewell also suggested doing something the district hasn't done before, asking teachers and staff whose spouse has insurance that covers them to opt out of school district insurance. That could save the district about $17,000 per person.
So, I think in good faith, I think we have to go
there.
We have to at least ask.
Right.
You know, if they slam the door in our face, they slam the door in our face. But we have to ask.
Yeah.
You know, kind of team player.
Another insurance-related suggestion, Jewell said right now the district reimburses each employee $400 of their insurance deductible. If the district were to lower that reimbursement, it could add up to significant savings. That's something employees probably won't like, Jewell said.
But at some point, I believe that people have to understand that either everybody takes a couple, you know, takes $300, $400, $500, or somebody loses a job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that we're down to those kind of choices.
The insurance-related things would have to be agreed on in negotiations with teachers. Some school board members doubted they would agree. There were a few cuts the school board agreed to include in the next draft of the budget. Paraprofessional working days would be reduced. For example, paras wouldn't come into work on teacher in-service days. Professional travel funds would be cut by 50%. The district could wait on replacing computers, and the school could be completely closed over some holidays. Those cuts only came partway to covering the deficit that the school district is facing. At the end of the meeting, the board decided they wanted to see another budget with a slightly higher student count. That's because in the past 5 years, the school district has underestimated enrollment numbers in their budget predictions, and with more students comes more state money. The next budget workshop is April 15th at 7 p.m. The meetings are open to the public. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.